can't believe you just stole the ship. I knew you were up to something, but stealing a ship? They're going to kick you out of uni for this.
Chill out, dudes. Just a bit of fun.
Oh, it's much more than fun. We're about to make history. You're an archaeology student, Chu. You should appreciate that.
Della's old man will bail us out. So easy now.
I don't need to rely on him. Who invited you anyway, Tudor?
No one, but someone has to try to keep you out of trouble.
You're not doing a very good job, are you?
Hey, look!
At last. People, I give you the Great Crystal Planet, last seen on our galaxy several millennia ago.
Wow, it's beautiful. What's that blue box, though?
Oh, deities.
Warning. Collision locked in. Collision in 22 seconds.
Hold tight, everyone. This isn't gonna be good.
Omnic clamps. Dendril probe. Doctor?
Delta wave lancer? Yes, Nick?
What are you trying to do, Delta wave lancer?
Just lately, the TARDIS hasn't been her optimum self. She just needs a bit of TLC and then she'll be as good as new. Well, as good as before. Triton flow enhancer?
TLC! God, one of those albums once. All a bit Go Girlfriend for me.
Yes. Triton flow enhancer, please, Nick.
Oh, sorry, Doctor.
Right. That should do it. Let me see. There. No one would ever know she'd done more than 300 million light years. Well done, old girl.
Easy, Doctor! You just spilled my Sunny D!
What happened? It wasn't one of your dodgy repairs, was it?
Not this time. It's something else. Oh no, it's much worse than I feared.
Is it the temporal stabilizers?
No.
The neutron flow regulator?
No.
The time baffle? Neutron ram? Argon discharge codes?
No, no, and no. Fasten your seatbelts. We've hit something.
But the TARDIS doesn't have seats.
Don't argue. We're going to perform an emergency materialization, so put on your belts.
These loopy things, Doctor?
Yes.
Not very secure, are they, Doctor?
Rob, just shut up and... Is everyone okay?
No.
Well, just about. I think I may have got whiplash from those seatbelts, though.
Blimey! A crystal planet! Oh, we haven't seen one of those since the diamond world of Oolong Kalufid and all that trouble with the spider princesses of Shang-A-Lang-A-Long 5.
Yes, well, technically that was a pendant from a necklace of one of the great deep space giants. They're always losing things. I know a whole solar system that was formed when one of them dropped a packet of Maltesers.
Doctor, look! There's a crashed spacecraft over there.
We must have hit them. They probably need help. Rob, you come with me. Nick, you have a look around, see if there's anything nearby that may be of use. Oh, and be careful.
I will.
Oh! Can I go with him?
No, you can stay here with me. Come on.
Not sure what the doctor thinks I'm going to find round here. That sunlight's bright. I guess that's the trouble with planets made of crystal. There's lots of glare, I see. Anyway, I'll take a look over that ridge there. If there's life on this planet, I reckon this is where it'll be. Oh my God!
Are there any survivors?
Looks like it. Their crash bubble activated in time. You can see the crew inside. Look, I just activate the controls on the side there. There we go.
Well, they don't look exactly happy about it, Doctor.
I'm terribly sorry about your vehicle. I hope you're all okay. Can I help at all?
Are you the idiot that owns that ridiculous blue box?
Yes, but I don't think it's ridiculous.
What the hell were you doing? Just hovering there in space like some big piece of space junk? Just look at my ship. It's completely destroyed.
I am truly sorry, but to be fair, from your landing trajectory, it looks a bit like you might not have had the best control of your ship.
Why, you...
Cool it, man. You're flying loose of the controls.
And you did steal the ship.
Quiet, the pair of you.
Oh, blimey, Doctor. He's not happy, is he? Perhaps he's lost his no claims bonus.
Shh, Rob. I'm sure we can sort something out and get you all back to your homes. You're all safe, that's what counts. I'm the Doctor, by the way.
Seeing as we're all stuck on this miserable bauble, I guess we'd better try to get on.
Moving hands. Off the knobs.
I'm Della.
I'm Rob.
I'm Chew.
Hi, Chew.
Hi, Rob.
Yes, well...
Doctor, we've got trouble. It's the Daleks.
Oh, Nick. Not again. How many times do I have to tell you?
Doctor.
You know what happened to the boy that cried wolf, don't you?
Doctor!
Or the podling that cried herbivore. You've got to stop. There's never been any Daleks. Not now, not before, not ever.
Doctor!
Exterminate!
Blasted us yet?
I don't know.
The doctor will come forward or the female will be exterminated.
No, why me?
I see. Okay, Dalek, very clever. You deduced that by threatening the female of the group I would come forward. The female was the best bet since you know I've never been female. Well, there was that time a few millennia ago, Drax's 13th regeneration party. I'm sure the drinks there were chemically unstable. Anyway, best not to go there. Dalek, what do you want with me?
You're welcome
Doctor, I'm coming with you.
No, Nick, you must stay here with the others. There's only a few of them. I should have this done and dusted and be back in time for tea and clear waters.
I'm not staying. Doctor!
Exterminate!
No! Let him come with me. I need his help. He's, highly technical and could be of use to you.
You will stay with the Doctor! Any attempt to deceive the Daleks and you will be exterminated!
That was stupid, Nick. You could have been killed.
Well, I figured this is all my fault. If I hadn't kept banging on about Daleks, you would have believed me and we could have got away.
Oh, Nick, it's not your fault.
I was jealous, Doctor. You kept going on about how brilliant Ed was.
Oh, Nick, you daft thing. I've travelled with lots of people in the past and they're all special to me. Maybe I have been talking about my travels with Ed in a fun way, but when I was with Ed, I kept telling him how brilliant you and Rob were. You just miss things more when they're not around, I suppose. Ah, it looks like we've arrived. Going to your ship to see the Dalek Supreme, are we? Good. I want a word with him.
Morph, you will obey!
Certainly.
Where have they taken us?
Must be an outpost building, I suppose. Oh, we're in a cell. Don't like the decor. It's a bit grey. It could do with a nice feature wall over there.
What you prattling on about, you imbecile?
This is so totally out of fish, man. It's no good, Dayo. Oh, man. We're so not going to make it.
As for you, Daigle, fat lot of good you are, snivelling like a child.
Hey, leave him alone. None of us expected this when we went along on your silly exploration.
It's not a silly exploration. Oh no, it's much greater than that.
Oh, flops!
It's all right, Fnub. We'll get out of here somehow.
What do you mean by it's much greater than that? Did you know this would happen or something?
I've been planning this for months, monitoring every Dalek transmission, listening to them mining this place and talking about an eye. I decided that I'd come here and learn from them. Help them, maybe.
Are you out of your tiny mind? The Daleks are evil killers. They devastate planets, whole solar systems. Basically, anything they can get their sticky little plungers on.
We're gonna die! We're gonna die!
Shh. It's gonna be all right.
Oh, I've heard all the stories. Simple tales designed to scare school children at night. I can't believe they're really true. I believe the Daleks are a force for good. They could give me the power I need to rule the galaxy. To finally show once and for all that pathetic father of mine that I will amount to something in my life. To show him just how small, insignificant and worthless his little life is.
Flippin' hell! He's nuttier than a bag of peanuts eating a Snickers bar. That settles it. I'm not hanging around in here with him. I'd rather take a chance with the screeching pepper pots out there. Anyone with me?
I'm with you, Rob.
Me too.
Do whatever you want. The Daleks shall realise my potential soon enough.
Whatever. Right, let me see. There's a force field that's holding us in here by the looks of those wavy lines across the doorway, and the Dalek standing guard. Oi! Over here, Metal Mickey!
Do not move! Remain where you are!
That's that then. We're stuck in here. Any ideas?
There must be a way out.
I can't see one. We're trapped! Anyone know any good jokes?
Of course. I'm sure he's better at conversation than you. Move this, exterminate that.
You will comply or be exterminated!
Don't antagonize them, Doctor. Trust
Trust me, Nick. I know what I'm doing. Do we? I'm never quite sure. You will all insist on having the same paint job. It makes it very hard to tell which one of you I've met and which I haven't.
Silence! You have been brought here for a reason!
Ah, yes. Let me see. You've got time machine problems and you want me to repair your time stabilizers. No? You want to clone me and my companions in order to invade Gallifrey. That's not it? Well, how about the strange energies of this planet have disabled your weapons, and you're wondering if I have a little model TARDIS that I can let you have, so that you can practice using your catapult weapons on it?
Stop! You have underestimated the Daleks! We do not need your help! You are here to witness the ultimate power of the Daleks!
The power of the Daleks? I've heard that before. So you just want to gloat, then? So you think you can take over the universe with this device?
Affirmative!
But there's what? About five of you? Where's your army?
Our army is here!
This stinks! We've been in some scrapes before, but there's always been a way out!
Hey Rob, nothing's hopeless.
It's just that it's so frustrating. I might as well be stuck selling shoes again.
You sold shoes?
Yep, don't tell me. You used to sell shoes too?
No, but I do like shoes. Seriously Rob, you mustn't give up. Look at me, I was a lost cause before I enrolled at the university, and it's totally changed my life.
Oh, lost cause. I can identify with that.
Where I'm from, the females are expected to bond with a male, and then have a life of releasing brood clutches. When we find a pair bond, we form a psychic connection with them, and this builds until we literally end up sharing minds. Shufar is what we call it. Once done, it can be a beautiful thing, but there is no way to escape from it. You become one mind and one person. It never really appealed to me, and despite my family interventions, I never really found a pair bond. Then I was considered too old for Shufar and a disgrace, so my family rejected me too. Now I'm here.
Blimey, at least my mum hasn't kicked me out. She doesn't listen to me, mind you.
So you're thinking of me as a mother substitute then?
Hey? What? No!
No, you're right. Not a mother substitute. What you're imagining would probably make your mother blush.
Oi! How do you know?
Sorry, I shouldn't tease you.
Hey you guys! Check out the scene!
The Dalek Supreme is testing me!
What's the eye?
I don't know, but it could be the distraction we need to get out of here. Flub, you with us?
Yes.
Della?
You go and plot your pathetic little plan. I shall speak with them as rational beings, and they'll release us once they realise my genius.
All right, suit yourself, girlfriend.
How many Daleks do you think were in that room?
I'd say it was in the tens of thousands.
They were weird. Not like the others.
Looks like the Daleks have used the crystal technology of this planet to fashion a new race as well as a weapon.
Prime the Eye!
Am I supposed to be impressed?
You will be, Doctor! The planet is the most powerful energy beam focus lens in the universe!
And what about your crystal Daleks? Where do they fit in all of this?
What's the matter, Doctor?
I really don't know if I can stop this.
I'm preparing to fire!
What's happening, man?
I don't know. This light is killing my eyes.
Hey, what's happening to my feet? They're sinking slightly.
Yeah, mine too!
The floor has all gone like jelly, dudes. Like I've got a leg full.
This could be our chance. Everyone grab handfuls of the ground. We'll hurl it at the Daleks.
What kind of idiotic nonsense are you coming out with now?
Well, they see from that sort of stalk thing on their heads. If we all aim for that, we may disorientate them long enough to escape.
What about the force field?
It's gone! The firing of this eye must have disabled it!
Let's give throwing a go then!
Okay then, after three... Three!
My vision is impaired! I cannot see!
Run!
I'm staying!
Exterminate! Exterminate!
There's nothing we can do. We've just got to get out of here.
Target nearest planet. Planet target. Fire!
No, I forbid you to do this.
You are powerless, Doctor.
Doctor, that planet. There could be people living there. Millions of them.
Alert! Alert! Beam malfunction! Alert!
What happened?
I don't know. If I didn't know better, I'd think something interrupted and blocked that beam.
Chew, are you okay?
I'm fine. The ground's soft enough now that it cushioned my fall. How about you?
I'm alright too. What do you think's happening?
Not sure. Something to do with that weapon, I guess. The floor's not glowing anymore.
What's that noise?
Rob, look! The ground! Something's forming out of it.
Stay still or be dispersed!